The IMF is quite a target, an organisation based in Washington that holds sensitive economic details about many countries. This attack's been described as a very major breach, with claims a foreign government tried to install software inside the IMF and gain access to its files. It's claimed the attack happened over several months, but the IMF says its operations were fully functional and there was no reason to believe that any personal information was sought for the purposes of fraud. This is just the latest in a series of high-profile cybersecurity breaches in recent months. In April, the Sony PlayStation network was shut down after hackers stole personal information from around 100 million accounts. Then in May, US defense company and Pentagon contractor Lockheed Martin said it had come under a significant cyber attack. And now the IMF. This latest incident appears to be more cyber espionage than cyber war, but it is an area of real concern for the Obama administration.
It is extremely important for us to do everything we can to confront that threat. We talk about nuclear, we talk about conventional warfare. We don't spend enough time talking about the threat of cyber war.
And this all comes at the most delicate time for the IMF, an organization without a leader following the resignation of Dominic Strauss-Kahn. The governor of the Bank of Israel, Stanley Fisher, the latest candidate now seeking to replace him. Whoever gets the job will have to add cybersecurity to a long list of pressing concerns.